This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Viviana Camarillo. Date of birth is August 22, 1979. Case ID number is 411-8237. Date of exam, April 25, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/11/2022. And medical records from South Texas Tropical Health Center dated 3/23/22. Identifying information. This is a 43-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of panic disorder / anxiety attack / schizophrenia, comma, right-sided numbness and bone pain, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2023, where she worked for 5 years as a provider. She states that she worked part-time, approximately 4 to 5 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She states when she was a child that she was on disability for 7 years for a learning disability. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her boyfriend. Allegations number one, panic attack / anxiety / schizophrenia. Number two, right-sided numbness / bone pain. Number three, diabetes mellitus. Number four, hypertension. And number five, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number one, panic attack / anxiety / schizophrenia. The claimant states that in 2016, she was having severe panic attacks, anxiety, and schizophrenia. The claimant did try to attempt suicide by cutting her arms and has had suicidal ideation in the past. She states that she suffers from severe anxiety and panic attacks. She states her appetite and her energy have decreased, and she suffers from insomnia. She states that she also suffers from decreased motivation and concentration. She was also diagnosed with schizophrenia and states that she sees shadows at night and hears voices at night as well. Occasionally, she'll have anger outbursts, and her memory is decreased. At the present time, she lives with her boyfriend. She was in prison for 3 months, secondary to smuggling. She is presently on citrulline, 100 milligrams, POQD, trazodone, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets, POQD, and Dexilant, 60 milligrams QD, as well as hydroxyzine pamelate, 50 milligrams BID. Her condition appears to be stable at this time, and she appears to be recovering. Allegation number two, right-sided numbness and bone pain. The claimant states that in March of 2023, she had 3 small cerebral vascular accidents. No x-rays were performed, and she denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily, along with left-sided numbness. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to sweep or button her clothes at this time. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Jose Ledesnia. The claimant is presently on multiple medications for her condition, which include gabapentin 300 milligrams QD, Arthrotex 75 milligrams/200 milligrams BID, ibuprofen 800 milligrams QID, which do appear to be helping her with her numbness and bone pain. She states that she does do physical activity at a daycare center and exercises. Her condition is stable at this time. Number three, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2017 she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 160 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of her arms and face. She does check her blood glucose once a day, and it usually comes out between 150 to 200. She states that she has had as high as 500. She is presently taking Janumet XR, 100 milligrams/1,000 milligrams QD, Humulin 70, 30, 80 units QAM, and 50 units subcube QPM. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 11.5, which is very high, indicating that she is not very well controlled at this time. Allegation number four, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having chest pain, shortness of breath, occipital headaches, and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or nephropathy. She has had a cerebrovascular accident times three. She is presently on EWB 40 milligrams QD, and has a blood pressure reading today of 128 over 72 mmHg, which is normal. Her condition appears to be well controlled. Allegation number five, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2017, she was told that her cholesterol level was very high. She denies any myocardial infarction, but has had three cerebrovascular accidents times three. And she was placed on Livalo 4 milligrams QD. She has been told that her levels are normal at this time, but she continues to take the medication. Family history. The mother is 60 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension, as well as schizophrenia. Her father died at the age of 35 from cirrhosis of the liver. Medications, sertraline 100 milligrams QD, gabapentin 300 milligrams POQD, Livalo 4 milligrams QD, Janumet XR 100 milligrams/1,000 milligrams QD, Humulin 70, 30, 80 units subcutaneous QAM and 50 units subcutaneous PM, Arthrotex 75 milligrams/200 milligrams BID, Edabi 40 milligrams QD, Trazodone 100 milligrams, 2 tablets POQD, Ibuprofen 800 milligrams QID, Detrol LA 4 milligrams QD, Dexilant 60 milligrams QD, Hydroxyzine Pamelin 50 milligrams BID. Medical problems, elevated liver function test, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, menorrhagia, anemia, morbid obesity, vitamin D deficiency, panic attack, anxiety, schizophrenia, right-sided numbness with bone pain, and a history of cerebral vascular accident times 3, and hypertension. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The claimant has used cocaine and states the last time she used it was in 1995. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 231 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 1 1⁄4 inches tall. BP, 128 over 72 mmHg. Heart rate, 105 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation was 95, BMI was 44. General, this is a 43-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant states that she did have glasses, but she broke them. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have pulsable muscle spasms and tenderness throughout her whole body, secondary to probable diabetic polyneuropathy from uncontrolled diabetes. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is no more range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion and motor function of the upper and lower extremities, but abnormal sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, secondary to poorly controlled diabetes. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with difficulty secondary to tenderness and pain. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, and patellas and Achilles reflexes were 1+ bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, causing her to have moderate to severe diabetic polyneuropathy. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to diabetic polyneuropathy and uncontrolled diabetes. Probable diagnoses, number one, panic attack / anxiety / schizophrenia, confirmed with medical records, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number two, right-sided numbness / bone pain, normal physical exam, most likely coming from diabetic polyneuropathy and possible cerebrovascular accident. However, she does have full range of motion of all extremities. Number three, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, poorly controlled. Last hemoglobin A1C was 11.5, which is very high. Number four, hypertension. Dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 128 over 72, which is normal. And number five, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Viviana Camarillo.